Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, February 12th, and you're listening to the big call. Glad everybody came back in for another night of fun and entertainment and information. And as soon as we pray the call in, we look forward to going to a teaching that Sue will bring us tonight. And if it's anything like what we've been having, it's going to really encourage us and teach us and give us a chance to think about things. So that's always good. So let's just pray the call in and we'll go to Sue. Lord God, thank you so much that we have entertainment like the Winter Olympics with incredible athletes participating. And thank you for everything that's going on behind the scenes that we have a glimpse of for tonight's Intel segment. And thank you for your provision, your healing. Everything that we have comes down from above. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, great time of night, great time of the week, and we look forward to another fun teaching. Thank you.
So tonight, I'd like to dedicate this. This is a little extra special. To some dear friends, John and Andy, and to their dad, who I got to work with a little bit, to Lee. And this is called Get in Tune. Psalm 125 says, God will be good to those whose hearts are in tune with him. Notice that you can be in tune or out of tune with God. The way you get in tune is by thinking victorious, overcoming, faith-filled thoughts. If you go around thinking, I'll never get well, this depression or this anxiety or this addiction is going to hinder me all my life, unfortunately, you're not in tune with God. You can't find anywhere in the scripture where God says, I'm weak, I'm discouraged, I'm afraid. The enemy is getting the best of me. God says, I'm all powerful. I spoke worlds into existence. I flung stars into space. When Moses asked God what his name is, he answered, my name is I am. He was saying, I am everything. I am strength. I am healing. I am provision. I am abundance. I am protection. I am favor. When God said, let there be light, it came at 186,000 miles per second. One angel in the Old Testament destroyed 185,000 soldiers in an army of Israel's enemies. If you're going to get in tune with God, you can't think little, weak, defeated, get by, hope this works out thoughts. You have to think bold thoughts, favor thoughts, abundance thoughts, healing thoughts, victorious thoughts, multidimensional thoughts. The opposition may be much bigger and stronger. Just agree with what God says. Lord, you said that when the enemy comes against me one way, you will defeat them and cause them to flee seven different ways. When thoughts tell you, you'll never get well, get in tune with God and say, Lord, thank you that you are restoring health to me. Thank you that the number of my days you will fulfill. If the thought comes, this setback has ruined my year financially, just accept it and wait for next year, you need to respond, Lord, thank you that the economy is not my source. You are my source. You said you would make rivers in the deserts and streams in the barren places. When you had the thought, you'll never have a baby, you heard the experts, it's not possible. You say, Father, you say that what's impossible with people is possible with God. You say, you will make the barren woman to be a happy mother of children. So, Father, thank you that my baby is on the way. The way to get in tune with God is to think what he says about you. Not what you feel, not what it looks like, not what the experts say, and not what the economy says. Get in tune with what the Most High God has spoken over you. The scripture says, whose report will you believe? Will you believe what the 10 spies are saying? The negative report telling you what you can't do and how it's too tough? Or will you believe what Joshua and Caleb are saying? How you are well able? That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you. That's exactly right, Sue. Whose report will you believe? And the answer is, I believe the report of the Lord. And that's it. And I love that 12 spies that went, and then 10 came back. Oh, it's too tough. Giants in the land. We'll never take them. Well, they won't, because their attitude was such as that. But then Joshua and Caleb came back saying, we can do it. Yeah, they're there, but we got a way to do it. God said, we will do it. And they did. So, you know, so much of that teaching is really good, Sue, dealing with the thought. First, the thought. And then what does the mind tell the body to speak? As a person thinketh, so is he or she. So your thoughts, you know, the mind, what's it called? The Battlefield of the Mind. Joyce Meyer did a book called The Battlefield of the Mind. And I haven't read the book, but she does refer to it every so often. And it's so important to just get what God says and get in tune with it. Like you said, Sue, be in tune with it. Be aligned with what God's word says, what God says about us, and you're far better off if you can do that. But if you're somebody who says, oh, I'll never get better, I'll never, you know, you won't, because your mindset is that of you're doomed, you're not going to be healed, you're never, this will never happen, or whatever. If you're that person, you need to refocus and restart and reset. Reset starting with your thought patterns. And just make sure that you're speaking positive thoughts in alignment with God's word. That's the key to the whole thing. You know, be, you know, in that proper frequency with what God has said about us, about you, about all of us. There's so much to it that we can line ourselves up with. And I think we're better off if we can do it that way. I like this teaching, Sue. I think it was very important for us to get it. It was really important for us to line ourselves up with that we could resonate with the teaching itself, and hopefully it will land in resonance with our heart, and so we can go on with it and think and say positive things about where we are. And yeah, God is our provider. It's not the stock market. It's not this. It's not that. You know, God is our source. You know, every good and perfect gift comes down from above. You know, God has so many positive things to say about us. And if we just line ourselves up with what he says, we're far better off. So thank you for that teaching, Sue. I appreciate it. I think it's very important. It's really good that you said it and that we have that we can reflect on. Bob, how do you see that teaching, and is there anything that you can add to that teaching to us tonight?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It was so interesting to be listening because a couple of days ago, I had a lot on my mind, and I was trying to go through my morning routine to set the day going in the right direction, and I was finding it really difficult to concentrate, and I could see how easy it is to be out of tune.
Yeah.
And it took me much longer to get in tune than it normally does. And so I was thinking about that and how important it is to really stand guard and not let your energy and your vibration turn into something that's kind of sour and dense, and rather, you know, make sure you don't waste a day being like that, and instead be sure that each day is a celebration. I was thinking, you know, what could someone do that might be stuck in a pattern of days like that? And I was thinking, you know, you want to have a plan to fall back on if you find yourself having a day like that in a routine. And if you have a set routine where in the morning you do your prayers and you make sure that you notice the beauty of God's creation. And I found that that was something really helpful, because if you go outside and look around at the incredible beauty all around you, even if you're in the north and it's February and there's snow, there's always beautiful things that you can see in the wintertime that you can't see in the summer. And colors, for example, if you are driving along the road and you look at some of the underbrush that normally you can't see, you know, in the summertime, you'll notice that there's all these incredibly beautiful shades of red that make up the branches of the underbrush. And the same is true with the trees. When trees have so many leaves on them, kind of all you can see is the leaves and the general outline of the tree. But when the leaves fall, you can enjoy all the rest of the beauty of the structure of the branches and the color of the bark. You know, the white birch trees and ironwood, and the different really beautiful silver colors of bark. And so I always found that focusing on enjoying the creation of beauty was a really fast way to shift your state. And then, of course, the gratitude practice can start right then, just to be grateful for your life that you get to be on such a beautiful planet. And then continuous learning around that plan. So you have a distinct plan that says, I'm going to be in tune as much of my life as I possibly can. And so I need to learn this, you know, how to do that. So learning learning the word to start with, and then learning how to do techniques that help you to stay where you want to be, like havening and EFT and nonviolent communications. And I would even go so far as to have a checklist. If you really find yourself stuck, make a list on a sheet of paper, you know, with seven columns for the days of the week, and put boxes with your plan that you're going to put a check mark inside that box. So there's a box for your prayers, a box for appreciating beauty, a box for your gratitude. And as you do them, put a check mark in it. And then, you know, once you've got yourself to the point where this is routine and a habit and your life is now positive all the time because you have a way to move out of the negative if you find yourself dragged there. And what are you going to do, you know, with this positive life? And you can talk to God and tell him, hey, this is what I've been doing in order to stay in tune with you. And I feel very in tune right now. And so what shall I do? What do you want from me in this life? And then listen and look for signs. Quite often there's signs that you'll notice that are guideposts or clues as to your life path, and you'll only see them if you ask, and you'll only see them if you're paying attention and maintaining a positive outlook. Because if you're in the negative, you won't see much of anything. You'll hardly see a foot in front of you. You'll just be slogging through life. But in a positive mood, you'll notice those signs.
It's good, Bob. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that, Bob. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Always good to have a plan and to try to do whatever you need to do to stay positive and stay in good communication, in touch with God, like you said. Sue, I like Bob's comments, too. I always love to hear what you have to say, though.
Well, I like what everybody said. And it's funny how I, you know, listen to what you said, Bruce. God is our source. I like the way I really appreciated that the topic was getting in tune with God. And then I especially like you, Mr. Bob, being vulnerable and saying, you know, I was a little off the other day. So I'm going to come in with, it touched my curiosity drive. I was like, well, I wonder what it was. And I'm going to bring in something that I learned today from our friend Joe Dispenza about emotional autarky, AUTARCHY. So I think a lot of us, and I know especially me, I'm very sensitive. And a lot of us that are very spiritual, intuitive, Christ-oriented, are very sensitive. And so our nervous systems pick up when something is a threat, number one. When something gets to be like you can go to sleep at night and you can think, okay, this is a thing I have to handle, or it's a couple of big things that you have to handle. And so I think what you said, Bob, is a wonderful practice for focusing on the things that are your lived experience that bring joy into your nervous system. And it's so important to know your go-tos. What are you going to use when you need to regulate your nervous system? So I'm going to tell you what I do. And this is all research-based. And it was very powerful for me this morning. Last night, when you go to sleep, it's a very powerful time for you to tune your nervous system and say, I'm going to dream of the life and timeline and the way my day will unfold tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that, that puts me in God's design and beauty and stability. So you go to sleep with that intention. So that's training the part of your mind, your subconscious, that is basically where all your experiences and your prediction is happening and your sensitivity to when anything is off, just sort of sets the tuning for the day. And so I woke up this morning, and it was like, what I do is I'm not thinking, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just bringing my energy back into my heart, and I'm noticing what is alive in me. So God, how God is living in me. That's emotional autarky. When you're regulating and focusing on how the energy is moving through your nervous system, literally self-rule in your emotional world. It's taking your power back and saying, God and Christ live in me. And so I woke up, this is another version of vulnerability. It felt like my nervous, like my spine, I was like, wow. It's like my spine was filled with gold. Mm. I know the pod people are jumping up and down because they get this all the time. And they are because we go out there. It was like I was in a radiant, I wasn't in a survival spine. I just was watching the light pouring through my nervous system. And I just said, I put my hand on my heart. And this is where it's going to get kind of cool, I think, in the future. Because I think we're coming back to bringing the power back into ourselves instead of always projecting in what we have to do, how the thoughts that we've been thinking all the time. We're going back to the thought behind the thought, to the identity of Christ just resting in us. And I just allowed, have I ever seen my parents? Have I ever seen anybody do that? No. But I just allowed myself to rest in the flooding of my nervous system with that kind of radiant peace. And once you have that as a baseline and a new standard, then what I think you do is you guard that with all of your heart. And I think a lot of us are walking out of, this is what we do a lot in the classes, we're walking out of a lot of nervous system overload. We're doing it for ourselves, and then we're going to be designing systems where whatever trained us to be overdoers, overthinkers, over this, just so we could match everything that had been sort of slavery on the planet, we're going to start to get really powerfully anchored in tuning into God at the highest level that's ever been on the planet. Remember, Christ was teaching when we didn't have all this information. He knew the tuning. But now we have so much to add to that, that combined becomes this new level of coherent anchoring. And so to me, this teaching was about bringing that resonance so you have it as a baseline. Hopefully everybody's feeling it a little bit. And having permission to go almost out of your mind, into your heart, into your body, so somatically you can anchor that tuning and it's humming in the background. So those are my thoughts.
Okay, Sue, thank you. Thank you for the teaching and your input. And Bob, your comments as well. Very good. Enjoyable, a very enjoyable time. and go through and establish the teaching in our own hearts. Sue, it's an important time of the call tonight to do prayer and praise.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if there's any prayer requests that you want me to take. I'll try it. I'll do
okay.
that.
Thank you.
And then we'll just see what everybody is experiencing and what they need in the way of prayer, and we'll do it.
Thank you, Bruce. So I got an email today from, I remember, John and Andy Candy.
Bruce? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So John reached out, I wonder if he's listening right now, and told me these are some friends that we're going to be working on some projects together eventually. And I'd have the opportunity to meet with his dad and his mom. I mean, what just amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What they were like as a family, and to meet with them and talk about projects. And just, I mean, I have no words for who these people are. I'm trying to get to there. And he wrote that his dad had passed away on February 6th. And this was a man who loved the big call. And John was mentioning that, and Boomer's Boost and everything we're doing. And he was a man that was very involved in Texas and doing a lot of construction, and he was always learning, and you could hear, like, the whole family would get on these calls with me just so that they could learn and ask questions. And we were talking about aerospace projects, and I don't want to step on any privacy issues, but kind of out there stuff. They were really into out there stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like everybody to just say a prayer for John and Andy and John's mom, whose name I'm forgetting right now, and for their dad, Lee. We just see this family surrounded with everyone on the big call and the love that you showed as a family for the future of our world. And we just see all of you surrounded in the light of Christ, surrounded with the momentum that you showed as a family, with your father's curiosity and heart and learning, and John and Andy and your mom's great heart for connection and learning and growth. We just see all of that being amplified and sealed and honored so that Christ moves through you in new ways that allows you to honor your dad, the love, the beauty, the connection that you had built, and that your legacy be exponentially blessed. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
And amen.
Let's see. Now we're going to go to Scott here. Tonight's word is for Big Call Universe. I saw yesterday an ad on TV about the Starlink satellite system. We used to get the call out to millions of people. The best part of this is many, many people hear about Jesus through the teachings, testimonies, etc. Each week, two times. What a blessing to be associated with it. Thank you, Big Call Leadership Team. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's so sweet, Pastor Scott.
That's good.
I hope you're doing well, right?
Yep.
And one more. Many of us are anxious, disappointed, and discouraged. But we must not give up, but remain strong, positive, and in faith that this RV blessing and the med beds will come to fruition very soon this month.
Yep.
God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. 2 Samuel 22:23. This verse emphasizes God as the ultimate source of strength, protection, and guidance, ensuring a secure path for the believer. Heavenly Father, today, the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues. We're thankful for Pastor Scott's improved health. We pray that all the Olympic athletes concentrate on performing and competing instead of politics, for this RV blessing to come to fruition and the 800 number, MedBeds ASAP, Debt Forgiveness Jubilee, President Trump, his family, and his administration to be safe and stay healthy, world freedom and peace, for Nancy Guthrie, 84, to be found safe. No dream too big, no challenge too great, nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach. President Donald J. Trump, everything is possible with God. Amen. I recently saw the Melania movie. It's a fascinating documentary. She has a great eye for detail. Also, she discusses all her initiatives, several new ones involving children. It's worth watching. Wishing everyone a blessed, safe, and peaceful weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Sue, is that the last one we have for tonight?
That's the last one we have for tonight.
Thank you. You know, thank you, Jeannie. That was a really good and very all-encompassing. And I'll have some more detail to add to the things that you prayed for. And Pastor Scott, thank you for the reference to the Starlink satellite system. It was, I believe, in last week's call, we heard that we were reaching 1 million people in Iraq alone. So the Starlink is helping us to beam out this call all over the globe, and it's kind of neat to think that yes, we are talking about God's Word. We're talking about teaching, so many things, as you know, in the teaching that Sue brings and our comments on it are reaching, let's just say, Islamic nations. And it's really a positive thing. And other nations all around the globe. So that is a good use of the call, I think, a good benefit. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that teaching and the praise and prayer very much. And you know what? It's time to go back to you. Because we've got to, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's go back to Sue. What is it you would like to impart?
I know, it's like I have the front end a little bit.
You do. You have the front end of the call, for sure. It's good. And we love it because you're doing a great job with it always. So
thank you.
Tell us where your heart is. What do you want to tell us tonight? What do we need to know?
Well, I'm particularly excited about this that I'm going to present, because I think it's a very powerful reframe that gets people out of the day-to-day and gets them thinking on what is called a long arc of development. And it's basically borrowing from an article written in Psychology Today, which was a gentleman talking about, don't think about goals. Get out of goal mentality. Think about, and this is so appropriate for us, think about the way of life you want to be living. Did you know in early Christianity, the earliest Christians were those, this is coming from the Nag Hammadi Library, were people that practiced, they called themselves people practicing the way. And so I think everybody on this call is going to be involved. It's a great affirmation. I'm going to be experiencing a fabulous life, whether I like it or not. The resistance dissolver. How do you like that, Bob? Whether I like it or not. Like, surrender, surrender. I think that if you can be thinking tonight about the way of life, think about that. Instead of thinking about, oh, I'm getting money, oh, I'm getting this, I'm doing this, my house, my this, those are objects, those are tangible things. But what's the way of life? You would like your projects to be a stand for. Because there's getting the money, getting your personal priorities done, doing all that. But how do you want the people in your project to be experiencing their new way of life? What's going to be your contribution to that? We're going to be going from for-profit to meaning. And you know what? We have people on this call, different business models, but look at how Bob has created such a big community around a way of life. Getting conscious about your health, getting conscious about your stress, getting conscious about what you can do, what agency can you invoke? In other words, how do I use my power if I'm sick and I want to go and learn a new way that's maybe more effective for dealing with my pain? And he's created a culture, people, a huge community. That's a way of living. The people in the pod that have been on leadership calls for 4 years, some of them. That's a way of life in thinking about. That's investing in how am I going to design my personal life to be in alignment and in tune with all the new technology that's out so I can be conscious and make effective decisions so that it brings God's way of life back to this planet. That's what we do every 2 weeks or so. And so that's a way of life. That's tuning. That's doing something very, very specific. The people that come to those calls are coming to learn several things. What are the best practices? How can I think more consciously? How can I raise my standards? A lot of this is going to be about raising your standard so you're not reactive, but you're creating in a new world with quantum architecture. Can you even imagine what that's going to look like? Med beds, quantum architecture, money that can be spread around in a picosecond, that's just faster than that, satellite star systems. And I did have this thought, I'm going to go a little sideways for a second, and use this. It's actually holistic. I had this thought, I was lying there in my bed, and I thought, all of us, that are sensitive are picking up on the new system that's humming in the background. There's a whole new architecture. And the toxic architecture is being taken down. And if you're sensitive, a lot of people, I'm surprised I'm not getting tons of texts right now. You're picking up on the fact that there's this radiant grid, Starlink satellite, people getting, you know, money moving, all these things, the big call, you coming here and practicing and hearing this every single Tuesday and Thursday for 10 years with these people that are pumping out, wake up, wake up, wake up. There are things you can do right now. Use this time to prepare. All of that is humming in the background like a living energy. And I thought to myself, I feel like I'm plugged into this timeline. This timeline, jump the timeline out of survival into the timeline you want to occupy and live in with your project.
Mm-hmm.
Jump the timeline and step into that way of life. So we're going to reiterate and say, if you want to get really clear, and a lot of people, I have to be honest, because I'm very intimate with this community. I hear it on the emails that come in. I hear it on just about everything. If you want to get in tune with the bigger reality that you're going to be designing for yourself, that's, you're walking out into a new timeline. But you're also going to be making decisions that are going to affect the whole future of our planet. Don't want to make it too big for you, but, you know, everything you do is influencing the collective. So if you'd like to get clear so you don't have to get overloaded, I would recommend that you get Designing Your Best Future. Why is that? Because we need people that are grounded. Watch. As you walk into a post-redemption and you want to talk to your premier banker and you're talking to all these people, we walk you through all of this. The more you are able to be a coherent signal, then you stimulate them to be coherent. The more together you are, they have to raise their game. The more clear you are, the clearer your assistants, the people that are working for you, the more confidence you get in, wow, I'm really creating the future here with Christ in my nervous system. You're acting like an oscillator. You're acting like a carrier of a reality that is humming in the background, but you're going to really be enacting that. So if you can't answer this question, here's how you can tell if this is really for you. Do I feel it in my nervous system, what it's going to be like to be walking through the first 2 weeks and the first 3 months, the next 6 months? Do I have that really well defined? Have I thought about how I can speak this so that my family understands it? Can I see myself embodying and moving through these steps? Do I know what that looks like? Have I updated the rhythm so that I don't do it like I'm doing it in hustle culture or maybe what I'm used to? So I break the chains of the past and I can actually be a part of the new system. Think about it. Swift is dead. All these old systems are dead. You don't want to be part of that old system contaminating this pristine system that we're here to help actualize. if you can't answer that with like a really, yeah, I'm ready, I've got this, yeah, and you want support, then simply do this. Just send us an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, at hushmail.com, and just put in the subject, BYBF 100, it's $100, and you're gonna, that's $25 a class for building the future. You tell me if that's worth it. And you've heard the testimonials. And just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal, and we will be getting you out an invoice. And this is what it's going to look like for you this weekend. If you could do it, I would listen to class 1 and 2 before you go so that you can see yourself, you know what to say, you know what to do. We show you how to sort of jump over hoops and not get in the weeds. We show you a lot of things that came from being around the people that Bruce and I have been exposed to that are kind of high-level strategic. And we also show you how to keep your nervous system calm. And then the next two courses are about things you're going to be wanting to think about, your wealth manager, your just basically how to navigate this whole new system. So if you don't know how to do that, and you want to be with somebody that hopefully you know, like, and trust, that's guiding you through it, kind of giving you a big tour of your new world, just send us an email, and we'll take care of you. Does that make you feel supported, everybody? And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Very good, very important. Design your best future. DYBF 100. It's really an important course over 4 classes, and I like the fact you're recommending listen to the first 2 before we get into the redemption centers, and then after you come out, listen to the last 2. That's really good. I like that. Very important, Sue. Thank you. That's great. Really good. Thank you for that. That was super. Autarky.
Yeah, like emotional autarky. Emotional autarky.
T-A-R-C-H-Y. I know. Autarky. Autarky.
I got excited.
Emotional
about that
autarky.
Too.
Yeah, it's fun to learn a new word. It's really fun to learn a new word. That's cool. Thank you, Sue. And thank you for that. Really important. Let's slide over to Bob's side of nutrition and health and healing and everything else that Bob has to bring to us. So let's do that. And Bob, we've been really, and last Tuesday, we really enjoyed the testimonials. And 2 in particular stood out as really special. So hopefully we've got some other testimonials that we can listen to and try to find out what else is on your mind tonight, Bob.
All right. Sure, Bruce. We do have more testimonials. And it's really good to read through these myself and then share them with people, because we get real life examples of how people are improving using certain products. And quite often it can be a surprise, something we didn't know it even helped with. But this just came in about collagen, and this lady sent us a beautiful picture, and she says, I just started taking the collagen. It's been about 14 days. I have a few pains, and my knee was a little bit sore, but that seems to have gone away. I keep walking the celery field each time I go further and further, so I guess it's much better. So this is good news, Bruce. We now have a new metric for how well collagen works. It's the new celery field metric. The farther you can walk in the celery field, the better the collagen is working. So keep that in mind. If you want to know if it's really working, go find a celery field.
So that is a real thing, the celery field.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Do you get to stop and pick celery and eat it while you're going?
If you want to.
That would be cool. I think I'd love that.
Okay. So she said, I also had a problem with my neck. It's called SCM, and it's from whiplash. And I had fallen 3 times, and each time made the whiplash worse. I've gotten to a point where I couldn't even move my neck without severe pain.
Oh,
I started the collagen. The pain is still there, but it's much better. And it's also good for people walking around the kitchen. I tripped over the rug, and I dropped my bottle of collagen and spilled a quarter of it on the counter, and I panicked because it's like gold to me. So I tried to save it with a little paper towel, and I put it in some water, and I drink that. So thanks for the super products.
Wow.
This is really good about, you know, her neck pain, because this SCM, you know, it's the acronym for a muscle, one of the long muscles on the side of your neck. And it's what gets, you know, it's what gets damaged when you have a whiplash injury. And quite often people will go through, you know, life with pain that never goes away from whiplash. And we teach people a technique called the brush comb technique, where you sit in a chair and you put a bristly brush on, say, on your left knee, and you rock your wrist across that brush to stimulate all your acupuncture meridians. And then you put lotion on the opposite side of your neck. So you put lotion on the right side of your neck, and with the back of a comb, you can vigorously rub that side of your neck. And a lot of times what's happened with these whiplash injuries is, even after the muscle has recovered, if you have an impingement in your acupuncture system, the flow of the chi, you'll still have a stiff and sore neck. And that technique stimulates to restore the flow of the chi. And quite often people will do that just once for a minute, and their neck doesn't hurt anymore. And you can do it for both sides. But also now we're hearing that with this type of injury, that for this person, the collagen has really worked.
It's fantastic.
And here's another testimony. It says, I've been with Boomers over 3 years, and this is, let me see, she's talking about. So she's talking about the dynamic combo. I take the dynamic combo daily. I have more energy than I used to. It definitely gives you a boost for the day. Coffee doesn't work all the time, but Boomer Boost and Barley do, and you can feel good about taking it because it's super nutritious. We get all those vitamins together, and it makes me happy. I can't get those from a basket of vegetables, but love the products. They're super. Boomer takes care of all of us. Thank you for all the time you put into Boomers in the podcast and the products. We really appreciate you.
That's nice, Bob.
Yeah,
that's
so
really
it's
nice.
Better. It's better than a basket of vegetables, apparently, Bruce. We're getting all kinds of great. We're learning new words.
I
we're
love
learning
that.
About celery field.
Celery field. You know.
Now,
cool basket of vegetables.
Yeah. Now this one you're not even going to believe, Bruce, but I swear I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
So this is about collagen peptides. Collagen definitely helps us seniors with our hair. We don't like our hair to be super thin or falling out. We like our skin to be beautiful. It does that also, and I notice my nails grow super fast, so I love the collagen. It definitely makes me feel better. If you can see in my picture how long my hair is, and I just thought I'd put the horses in there because you all were talking about horses in the last testimonies.
Yeah.
We have horses too. We love them. Thank you for a great product. I'm 75 years young, thanks to you. So she sends in this picture with her back to the camera so we can see her long ponytail.
Yeah.
It's in braid. It's braided. And these two beautiful horses in front of her in this landscape, which is obviously in the north because there's no leaves on the trees and she's got a big heavy coat on. So the testimonials on Tuesday inspired her to send in a picture of her horses.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So, I love that idea, Bob. Those horses are so important. And I know why women and men love horses so much. And they're just beautiful, majestic animals. And as Sue knows, who's been a horse rider most of her life, and I've just appreciated them more from a distance, but sometimes up close, you know. And they're just terrific. I used to feed horses that were, oh gosh, at the end of our neighborhood up top, there were horses grazing, and I'd take a carrot or I'd take some sugar cubes or an apple, you know, cut up into quarters and be able to feed those horses. It was so fun to do it. I really loved it. And, I just think there's an amazing connection between us and animals, but horses and, for me, kitty cats and dogs. It's just so wonderful. And, of course, Sue and I love the birds that are out there. I have a bird alarm. It goes off every morning kind of early, and I listen to the birds. I try to figure out who is singing, which bird is singing to me. And Sue has some tremendous bird stories that she has lived in her life that are really terrific. So, yeah, that's wonderful. I love that. So her hair is long. It's in braids. And she showed us that, and they're beautiful horses. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's our testimonials, Bruce, and let people know, we're doing a really great sale right now. We have 33% off on 5 different products. One of them is olive leaf extract, which there's so many different benefits from it. You know, it helps your immune system and your heart, helps with blood pressure, helps people with diabetes to have less inflammation issues. And it's really super inexpensive right now. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is we have our Clarity Factor, which we have hundreds of people using that product. And
yeah.
It's one of those products that you're never going to find anyplace else. And the reason is when we made it, we looked at all of the ingredients that help people with focus and memory and concentration. And we made sure that we put the amount of each ingredient in there that is the therapeutic value. So a lot of nutrition products will try to let you know that their product is great because there's many different things in it. But if you look at the amount of the ingredients, none of them actually are going to help because the amount that helps, they've reduced so much in order to have multiple ingredients. A Clarity Factor, you have to take 2 of these capsules and every one of the ingredients has the therapeutic amount in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on sale right now as well, along with our turmeric product, our vitamin B, and our magnesium with zinc are all 33% off. And then we have a couple of combos. Bruce, one's called the gut-brain combo, where we have our probiotics and digestive enzymes with the clarity factor, and that is discounted by $36 when you buy that combination. And then we have one called the Beauty Sleep Combo, which is our good night formula with magnesium and zinc, along with the collagen peptides the lady was talking about in the testimonial that helped her hair and her nails.
Right.
And then lastly, we still are doing the 5% off the collagen, which is the one that's helping people with pain and rebuild their cartilage. And put that onto your auto ship, you'll get a total of 15% off of it. Plus, you're going to earn cash back rewards, and you're going to get free shipping. So you add all those things together, it's right at the moment. It's super inexpensive for a brand new product that's an epigenetic reprogrammer.
Right. Excellent.
And Bruce, that's what I've got for tonight, and it is 10:07.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. That was really good. Let's make sure everybody knows how to get to the site so they can check all of this out and check all the testimonials, which are also on the site. So you can do that by going to my site, which is bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get to our landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So you click on it, takes you right into the Boomers website, and you can go through and see the various products that Bob was describing. You can pull down the product menu and the on sale tab, and you can see everything that is on sale that Bob mentioned, and all of the combo packs. If you scroll down a little further, you'll get the combo packs that Bob was talking about. And then there are a lot of other things that you'll see at the footer of the page, which is including the neuro-linguistic programming, the havening, the emotional freedom technique, everything, including, don't forget, the testimonials are down there too. And you'll be able to read those. And I hope, Bob, I guess, are the pictures up also where they can see the pictures of these beautiful horses that were brought in as well on these testimonials, right?
Yep, very they cool. are.
Yep. That's neat. I like that. And then, so here's the thing. If you need to talk to customer support, if there's a question that you have, or you're not quite sure if you did it right, or whatever it is, you know, they're really, really good. And I talked to Stephanie today, and it was terrific. And I called, I left a quick message. She calls me right back. As soon as she got off the line, she called me and I put a little order in, and then we were off and running. And it was really great. It was great. So the number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, for a little bit longer, until March 8th when we go on Daylight Savings Time on Sunday at 2 a.m. And we get our hour of daylight back. Yay. So call up if you need to. Put an order in. Go on the website. Most people, just 98.5% of the people, order online. And that's the way to do it, with a cart and check out and everything like Bob mentioned. It's terrific. I think most people that have a subscribe and save buy now have the dynamic combo, which is Boomer Boost and Barley. And, of course, most people are on Gladiator Barley, but it's good on Heirloom Barley, too. Put that in there, as well as Myotrol. Very important to have. And then, of course, anything else you can throw on the subscription service and get it monthly. And that's what a lot of people do. And I think they're wise to do it that way. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I love the testimonials. I love to hear what people are experiencing with these products. And I love the fact that a lot of people are showing themselves with pictures of their horses and all of that. It makes me feel really good about everything. So let's get into the intel. All right, let's talk about what's going on. I've got a lot that I believe I can share with you tonight. There's one thing that stood out this morning that we heard around lunchtime, maybe an hour later. I heard that President Trump had posted something on Truth Social that came out like we're in the golden age. This is the golden age, Donald J. Trump. And I think it's interesting because I don't know if this means that we are on the gold standard or starting tomorrow or whatever that means, but I know that's what it's referring to, is an asset-backed currency. That is, you know, the USN, USTN, U.S. Treasury notes, our currency is asset-backed. And we will get that information revealed either right away or possibly when we start our exchanges. The good news is that we did get information that has moved us back up to a reasonable timeline. I didn't understand and really didn't, well, let me just say this. I didn't agree with the concept of having to wait until after the Olympics. And due to various things that I don't even know if I mentioned on Tuesday night's call, I didn't buy it at the time. And tonight, the information that we have from four different sources, unrelated sources, is indicating that it is after President's Day, which is Monday, the 16th. Okay, today's the 12th, so that's 4 days away. You get to Monday. It's after that, the 17th and 18th, which is actually Mardi Gras, which means Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras on Tuesday, and then Ash Wednesday is Wednesday, the 18th. So we're looking to get notified, it looks like, either Tuesday or Wednesday, with the possibility of exchanges to start Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when the notifications actually go out. Okay? Remember, everything is in the control of our military. There are three military members, along with Pete Hegseth, that will determine the release time for the notifications on Tier 4D. Now, so that's looking very good. Excuse me. We do have that three-day weekend coming up this weekend. I don't know that that's a factor. I just know that we're supposed to go after that. And one of the sources actually, one of the sources actually said, depending on how it goes this three-day weekend, will determine if we do start Tuesday or Wednesday with notifications. So there was a little caveat in there. What could we be waiting for? I know that Cuba's not a factor right now, even though there's work going on there. And Iran could be a situation where we see something change there. Oh, I got something else really good that came right out of one of our contacts in Iraq. Iraq, remember how we were looking to have President Soudani seated as Prime Minister of Iraq? Well, that happened this morning while we were sleeping. Okay? Soudani was installed as Prime Minister of Iraq. And so that should take care of everything that we had going on in Iraq. And that came right out of Iraq from one of our sources that knows. And let's see the other thing. You know, we did get word last Tuesday, I believe it was, that we had lower denominations of the Iraqi dinar in the ATMs in Iraq. Now, are they activated and using lower denoms yet? I don't know that yet. I wish we could find that out. But they do have them loaded with the lower denomination notes. You know, the probably fives, tens, twenties, fifties, and I don't know if they have 100 denar note, they had a 100 denar coin. So I mean, we're not talking about coins. We're talking about folding money. But they do have them loaded with the lower denominations. And those lower denoms are very similar to what we have here in the U.S. So that's a good thing, very positive. Glad to hear that that is a fait accompli, an accomplished fact. Let's see what else. Okay. Jeannie always tends to bring up the things that we're looking for. So let's go and talk about those. By the end of the month, which is the 28th, we should have the beginning of the tariff dividends as a direct deposit, and those can vary between, they can vary because we don't know what it is exactly. It's supposed to be at least $2,000, and it could be as much as $5,000 per month. For we've heard two people have said 12 months, two other people have told us 13 months. Supposed to start this month, before the end of the month. Now, those are tariff dividends, okay? And those will continue, I guess, as long as we have tariffs. I don't know if that's going to go more than 12 or 13 months at this point, but it's supposed to start by the end of this month and happen for us monthly, right? Okay. We've talked about Doge payments, but remember, Doge payments were coming from the waste, fraud, and abuse of our government, spending our tax dollars on things that they had no business doing, wasting our money, basically wasting it. And you guys have heard a lot about that, the various departments of our government, all that stuff. It, you know, that Elon Musk and others of his team found as they were going through the government. Well, that money we were going to get back from that was called DOGE, right? Department of Government Efficiency, I believe is where it was on that, D-O-G-E. Well, that is one thing that we don't quite know what that is, but there's something they're calling DOGE. I think they're just trying to put a label on it, but that is something that we should be receiving at the end of the month, or by the end of the month, this month, as a lump sum, and it starts with the age of 18 years old, all the way up to 85, and obviously older if you're over 85. And it's graduated, like a graduated amount. The 18-year-olds and whatever to 20 or 25, whatever the breakdown is could get amounts of 70,000, 80,000 or whatever. And it's going to go up as you get toward 70 and 80 years old. It's going to be more like probably pretty close to $500,000. 495 is the number I've heard, 495,000. Well, please don't hold me to that number, but it should be for the older people because they've had more time because of what was traded on it. Now, the weird thing about it is that amount sounds very similar to the R&R in some aspects. Some aspects, it doesn't sound like R&R, but in other aspects, it could be. So let's not put a label on it. Let's just call it a refunding of monies to the people of America. If you're a U.S. citizen, you should be able to receive that. If you're illegal, you're not going to get a nickel, so forget it. But if you're here legally, you should get a nice payment as a lump sum starting this month. All right, what else? The other thing is almost a moot point, but we are hearing that increases in Social Security could begin this month. Even though we've already had two Wednesdays go by, it's possible that those that were paid yesterday and a week ago yesterday for Social Security could get an additional Social Security payment this month. If that happens, ohala kesi. That great. Let's see if that happens. And if not, should get it's probably going to be pushed to the month of March. But we're hearing that it should take place by the end of the month. So there's a lot that could happen between now and the 28th. Not the least of which is the notifications Tuesday or Wednesday next week and the start of exchanges Wednesday or Thursday of next week, which would be absolutely terrific. And we're looking forward to that. We really are. Med beds will follow shortly thereafter, with a lot of people with dire need and Zim going 4 or 5 days even after the exchanges take place. So don't worry about them. They're out there. They're ready for us. We just have to get into the Redemption Center, let them know what our need is, that we're Zim holders and we have dire need, blah, 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 and then just they'll enter the keystrokes and we'll be contacted about an appointment. Oh, let's see. Is there anything else that's pertinent? I think that wraps up a lot. Today at the Redemption Center, rates are still flashing on the screen, but they're slowing down a little bit. Still flashing, but the pace or the frequency of the change of rates is slowing. And that's a good thing. And they will probably get updated new rates this Sunday or Monday, probably Sunday. Because remember, other countries aren't celebrating President's Day, but we are. And we think everything's going to be posed to release those notifications, and hopefully we'll get them in the morning on Tuesday. So I think that's everything I wanted to bring out tonight that I can think of right now. Let me think a little bit more. I know that, what's interesting is Russia and China and India evidently have ships along with our ships in the Gulf, but they're there to support us. They're not against us, which is great news. So that's very positive. And I hope and pray for the people of Iran that any change that is made will be a positive change for them with their new government structure, and they will enjoy a lot more freedom in their country. And I hope the same thing is going to be true for Cuba as well. All righty, let's see. Anything else? I'll tell you one thing. Remember what Sue mentioned in her segment about designing your best future. DYBF 100 available still with an email sent to Sue, and the email address is integratedminds, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And then in your subject line, just put DYBF 100. It's a $100 investment in 4 different classes that are all part of the same Designing Your Best Future course. And Sue recommends you listen to the first 2 before you go into the Redemption Center and the last 2 after you come out. I think that's a great recommendation. So send her an email and put that in the subject line, DYBF 100. It's $100. Especially if you have PayPal, let her know you have PayPal or not. And if you don't, she'll invoice you to be paid another way. And let her know with your name and your cell phone number in the email. So if she does need to contact you, text you, she can do that. Okay? And that's all set. So make sure you take advantage of that and get as prepared as you possibly can be for the first 6, 9, 12 months of our exchange process after we exchange. Now, there is one other thing that I did want to mention tonight, and we've kind of already handled it, at least in this one case. I was notified that on Telegram, and you guys know a lot of people read Telegram. Remember, what you read on Telegram is not gospel. Sometimes there's good information, and sometimes it's out in left field, and it can't be trusted. All right? And in this particular case, and I think this happens, but in this particular case, somebody said, okay, for Tier 4B people, you need to register on this website, give us your personal information, your Social Security number, your bank account information, all of that, to pre-register for the Redemption Center. Totally wrong, totally false, scam alert, scam alert, scam alert. That's what that was, a total scam. And fortunately, I had help from some previous member of the pod. Thank you, you know who you are, that we took care of that. We sent it to my handler sent it to one of the guys, and one of the guys took it and found out where that originated, and they were able to take care of that situation. Let's just say it politely. They took care of the situation, and the link was disabled. So, don't fall for that. I think you guys are too smart to fall for that. I think you are, because you're not giving any of that information to anyone, period. And they already know who you are if you're a ZIM holder, unless you've been gifted ZIM. So you're going to go into the Redemption Center. They'll identify who you are. You'll have two photo IDs. You give them that, you know, and then, and give them a utility bill, something showing that you exist and you have an address of some kind. And then you give them that, and then they will say, yeah, okay, we know who you are. We got you. And then they'll start going for your currency. They want to get that ZIM in first. Well, maybe that's what will be first. Doesn't really matter. But don't fall for a scam like that, you guys. I hope none of you have ever done anything like that. You don't pre-register. All you do is when you get the 800 number, which will come in that email, you go with the instructions that are in your email from Wells Fargo, from the servers. We believe they could be in other states now, but they weren't coming out of Atlanta. Now, I don't know what that email is going to say exactly. I don't know. We don't have it yet. Okay? But to cover yourselves, we're going to do it two different ways. Once we get a legitimate 800 number, we'll post it on bigcalluniverse.com. There's no the in front of it, just bigcalluniverse.com. We'll post it on the landing page, and we'll also send out, through Bob and Raleigh, we'll send out an email that will have the 800 number in it and a little message, probably, if we still have it, Bob. We'll have that, and it'll go out. Okay? And everybody will have it. And my job was to catch everybody that they might not have had an email for. Or let's say you had an email a long time ago, but then it changed, you're no longer using it, you've got a new email, but they don't have it yet. Wells doesn't have it, okay? Because when you bought your currency, it was 20 years ago, like me, and I had a different email than I do now, right? So, and I could see back then, and I can't now. But that's what's going to happen. You're going to get it. And cover yourself that way. Now, we do expect to get this, like I said, Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week. And you know this is like a moving target. Things change. So let's just believe that everything is copacetic and we're going for it Monday, Tuesday, and then we can set our appointments and begin exchanges. And then we get into the med bed. Prontissimo. Afterwards, okay? Hopefully very soon for everybody that needs it, okay? So that's what I wanted to share. Get in touch with Sue. Get your DYBF 100. Start listening. It's audio only. You listen to it, and oh, my gosh, it's just terrific. You guys will love it. And all the testimonials have been terrific about it. So get it. And take advantage of some of the sale items that Bob's got on Boomers. Take advantage of that. You know how to get to his site. And, let's have a good weekend. And let's enjoy President's Day. I don't know what's going to go on President's Day. I don't know if President Trump is going to make an announcement or, you know, do anything for that day. But the way things are going, things are moving pretty quickly. I think we got a good chance of maybe getting an announcement about the USN and being asset-backed, and that's why we're in the golden age now and all that. So let's see where that goes. So thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. GCK, thank you, Doug, as well. Thank you, Pod, for being so faithful to Sue and the big call. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. It's wonderful to know that we're reaching so many people. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in. For tuning in. We're in our 15th year, and we look forward to taking you guys over the threshold and then being in touch with you about the projects that we intend to do. And hopefully a lot of you guys will be taking part in that with us. Okay, that's going to be really fun. I can't wait to get started on it. But in the first few weeks to a month, we'll be getting our real estate knocked out. We'll be moving in some cases. We'll be taking a little mini vacay instead of a staycay. And, you know, stuff like that. I mean, we got to enjoy it a little bit, right? And at the same time, like, let's say if I go on a little vacation, right, post-med bed, I go on a little vacay, and then I'm thinking while I'm on vacation, I'm planning. I'm thinking about things. I'm planning. I'm strategizing. I've got some great ideas already that we're going to implement, but I'll actually be, you know, doing that kind of a thing. And then, boom, we'll get ready to put it all out there. We've got a couple of websites to build out, that kind of thing. But I'll be in touch with you, and I'll let you know. If we have your email, I'll send you a podcast that I do, maybe with Bob, maybe with Sue, maybe just me, let you know what our progress is, and we'll stay in touch that way, okay? That's the plan. All right, you guys, let's have a good weekend and look forward to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. All right, let's pray out the call. Lord God, thank you so much that we have a platform that we can use to get the information out, that we can share the gospel, that we can pray for people, that we can get a teaching that Sue's provided for us. And thank you that we have so much to be thankful for. Thank you for what's happening behind the scenes to effect this blessing for us. Thank you for it. We're open arms, looking forward to collecting and being good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Good night.